This is Between the Lines on ESPN Ithaca and the ESPN Ithaca app. Our Teams of the Decade, presented by CNS Companies, continue here on ESPN Ithaca. And this week, we stop in Marathon, where the 2019 Olympians won the New York State Class D Boys Soccer State Championship. This conversation coming up here with Andrew Tillotson, brought to you by Mijo's Bar and Grill. And Andrew joins us here on the ESPN Ithaca phone lines. He was one of the finest players out of Section 4 that entire season. And Andrew, you know, it's just been a few seasons removed since you guys won that state championship and the IAC championship and the section championship. Does it still feel like maybe it's a dream, or does it feel real now that you guys were able to win a New York State title that year?
I think by now it's definitely set in for me and a lot of the other players, just like how amazing the accomplishment really was as a team. So think about certain moments in the game, it definitely feels like a dream, just like parts at the end, right when the ball is like going down the sideline, we're just all running and hugging each other. That all feels still like a dream, but just like the accomplishment as itself, which we've realized how amazing it really has been.
And really what stood out about that team the most was how defensively sound you guys were. I mean, scoring 110 goals compared to just five getting scored against you is unheard of. And you were a huge part of that, being the all-state defender on the team. So can you talk about where that defensive acumen came from for this team?
Well, me especially, and a lot of my defense around me, we took a lot of pride in shutouts, keeping a zero on the board on our defensive end, because that's our main job. We come out every game, no matter what who the opponent is, and we want to keep a zero on our side of the board. So to go 5 out of 21 games allowing goals and the other 16 you don't, that's pretty incredible. So definitely me and the defense are really proud of that the most. That's what we hold ourselves to, is keeping a zero on our side of the board.
What was it that made you and that defense mesh so well together? Like, what was the real recipe for success?
Well, it helps that most of us were seniors at the time. I think 4 out of our 5 main defenders were seniors, so we had been playing together for a very long time. And our chemistry outside of sports and within sports was just unmatched, I think, compared to most teams. So that definitely helped the most, I'd say.
And in the middle of the season, you guys had a game against Lansing, who they also went on to the state championship that year at Class C, and you guys had you guys played to a draw with them. So that was really the only true adversity you guys went through. So what did you learn from that game where you played one of the top teams in Class C and came out even?
Well, we know Lansing is always a really good team every year. So knowing that we could tie them or could have potentially beat them if we had done one or two things differently, that really gave us momentum going into states and stuff like that, knowing that we were a real team, that we could compete with teams in Class D and classes above us. So that's the main thing we took from Lansing, is that we also took that we can come down from adversity, because obviously they scored on us first in the first half, and going into the second half, we knew that we needed to get something going in order to even up the game or maybe win it, and luckily we did. And we learned that we, even if we're down, we can't count ourselves out, because that's not the team we are.
Andrew Tillotson with us here from the 2019 New York State Class D Boys Soccer State Champs from Marathon, as part of ESPN Ithaca's Teams of the Decade, presented by CNS Companies and Mijo's Bar and Grill. Other than winning the state championship, what is a favorite memory that you have from your trip to Middletown?
From a trip to Middletown, definitely in the hotel the night before. A lot of the members of my team, we went swimming in the hotel pool. There's probably like 15, almost 20 of us in a hotel pool, and it was just wild. It was probably not what you're supposed to do before a state championship game, but that's we wanted to make sure we had a good time above all else on our trip to Middletown. So that's what we did.
That's awesome. And on the field, as great as you guys were defensively, you guys had a three-headed monster on the offensive side with Diego Caslot, Braden Morris, and of course Cameron Nielsen. So from your perspective, playing on the back line, what does that look like up there when they're just having so much success on the offensive side of the ball?
really, it makes my job easier having three superstars like that on the offensive end. I know that if I can get it to one of them, that I'd relieve pressure for the defense for at least a solid like 30 seconds, because they always know what to do with the ball. They always make the right decisions, and just their overall athleticism and chemistry and everything that comes together, they're just like an unstoppable force. Cameron Nielsen is one of the best goal scorers I've ever seen. Diego Castillo can body anyone in the midfield and do whatever he needs to do to get the ball to the flanks. And then Braden Morrison, just the foot skills is just unmatched. Like, no one on our team has the foot skills that Braden has.
Based on what your team was able to do the season before that, did it really feel like it was a true championship or bust mentality or going into the state tournament?
Yeah, when sectional started, we had nothing. Our expectations were nothing lower than to get back to states, at least to the Final Four game like we made the previous year. We knew that we were capable of that within our own section, and then our regional game after that. We knew we were capable of winning all those games and getting back to states. It was just from then on if how bad we really wanted it was going to determine whether we came out as winners or as losers.
And in the state final against Mount Academy, it was Ian Gasek who put home the game-winning goal in the first half. And when that went in, did you guys know that's what we needed? That's all we need? Or did you guys have to just buckle down and say, let's make sure that's the one?
There was definitely some nerves, I'd say, amongst the players on the field even after that goal was scored. We definitely felt like we were more in the driver's seat at that point, because we could really just sit back and play our good style of defense and make sure that they didn't have any good opportunities. So to just be able to stop them after the goal or just like be able to bunker down on defense is the main key that we had to keep focused on after we scored the goal. We kind of just get ahead of ourselves and know that it was over.
We're with Andrew Tillotson here on BTL, member of the 2019 Marathon Olympians, New York State Class D Boys Soccer Champions, as part of ESPN Ithaca's Teams of the Decade, presented by CNS Companies and Mijo's Bar and Grill. Obviously, one of the biggest characters that we know of is Chip Stewart, your head coach for Marathon. And we absolutely love having him on the ESPN Ithaca phone lines all the time and chatting with him and everything. But he really loves this group of players, and he really loves just being a coach as well. How rewarding was it to give him a championship after so many years of coaching and the longevity that he's had?
Well, personally, I've been around Chip for about 7 seasons since I was a ball boy for 2 years before I was on varsity for 5. So wow. I've been around for a majority of the seasons, more than most players have. And it does feel good to see him finally get the championship after so many good teams have come through. And if they have just come up short, I know a lot of the assistant coaches, they also played for him or played against him. And they all know how much it really means to him that he finally gets a championship before he is close to retiring. So I'm glad I was one of the ones that could help him accomplish that goal. And I know a lot of the other players on the team are really happy that we can see him win a championship.
It was such an incredible run, and it was so fun for us to cover it. I know it was especially fun for Dan to be a part of all of the action, mm-hmm. too, providing the play-by-play of what was a great, great season for you and your teammates. Hey, Andrew, really appreciate the time. Thanks so much for stopping by. Happy New Year, and we'll be talking to you soon, I'm sure, down the road, okay?
Yep, thank you for having me.